This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Lisa Mullins. We live in a time when we're bombarded by images of physical perfection on social media, TV, billboards, and in magazines. In the heart of Boston's Downtown Crossing shopping hub, there's a new public art installation that confronts fashion, femininity, and materialism. WBUR's Andrea Shea checks it out.
Across the street from TJ Maxx and HomeGoods, Sherwood Gustave stops outside a decrepit-looking facade and tries to figure out what's happening on the other side of the window.
I don't know exactly what to say about it, but just kind of like a modeling thing or... Hold on, let me see the next pose.
He's watching dancer and multimedia artist Catherine Siller as she runs through a new work she's staging in a storefront at 349 Washington Street.
If you're approaching the space, you'll hear the soundtrack, and hopefully that will encourage you to look in if it hasn't already caught your eye.
Remember, the important things are set with your eyes. Maybelline makes even ordinary eyes important. What will your eyes say to him tonight with Maybelline?
The soundtrack for Siller's performance, called Are You Buying?, is a mashup of radio and TV commercials, beauty tutorials, and music. She plays the part of a nondescript fashion mannequin.
All in white, with white face paint and a wig on and everything.
On a small platform, the RISD grad mimics model gestures, popping her hips, batting her eyes. Behind her loom large-scale animated video projections.
The video is all collaged from advertisements, primarily from Vogue magazine, ads from the 1920s to today. So it really goes through the full history of fashion and beauty ads and creates this kind of dreamlike space. My
tune. Correctness of dress for an occasion includes not only the choice of gown and slippers, but the hairdo and the accessories, the jewelry, and, yes, the face makeup. The rules are simple, logical, and easy to remember, and they are very important.
The kind of main premise of the piece is to get people to think about the messaging behind fashion and beauty advertising and kind of encourage us to think more critically about whether we want to buy into that message.
No peach, a soft, rosy peach with no more yellow in it than the sun provides. Terrific with your summer tan, makes your pale complexion look like peaches and cream.
Small peach,
The 34-year-old artist started critiquing and skewering fashion and beauty tropes 3 years ago after reflecting on why she felt self-conscious about her own appearance.
I have really, really pale skin, and growing up I would blush really easily and I would get breakouts and it was always really embarrassing. So I got really caught up in, you know, what can I do to get this beautiful, flawless complexion and what products do I need?
You do everything you can to look and feel your best. The sad truth is, sometimes that just isn't enough.
Old news.
100% poreless perfection has arrived.
Look years younger in seconds. Instantly.
Perfect those little fine lines, the dark spots, the uneven skin tone.
And Scylla recalls how she started questioning her quest for perfection.
Is this pimple really a problem, or is it only a problem because some ad is telling me that it's a problem and I need to do something about it?
No.
The location of the artist's performance installation puts it directly in the path of shoppers.
Girls, if I might suggest, you better reach for a snow peach lipstick and matching nail enamel.
I think it's a brilliant idea to have active art in a place of overall consumption.
Walking by, Stefan Reese from Portland, Maine is captivated.
Anything that challenges people's attitudes towards things they buy and sell, and it's an interesting idea, yeah.
Siller's performance reminds Sophie Santillan of the dawn of window shopping.
It looks like she is somewhat of a live mannequin or just realizing that she's alive. I mean, it's sort of like a pop-up shop, but with art. So it's pop-up art.
Responses like these satisfy the Somerville artist.
I had a couple of people actually who tapped on the glass and wanted to wave or give me high fives.
But Catherine Siller can't high-five back. That's because her character is stuck in a loop of dissatisfaction and desire for an elusive ideal, as she will be each evening from 6 o'clock to 8:30 through Saturday. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
I'm gonna buy a paper doll that I can call my own, a doll that other fellows cannot steal. And then the flirty, flirty guys with their flirty, flirty eyes will have to flirt with dollies that are real. When I come home at night, she will be waiting